Now, this one has created a little bit of contention on our forum, Dave, because we got this question that came in, and Andre Grobler got in touch about it. It was, how much more accurate is your GPS in your car for measuring how fast you're going than your speedometer? If you are driving along, should you rely on the average speed returned by the GPS as a better estimate of the velocity of your vehicle, or would it be better to take what the speedometer is saying as read?
Okay, the two devices are measuring speed in very different ways. The speedometer is measuring basically the number of times your wheels turn every second or every minute. And if you know the circumference of your wheels, you can work out how fast you're going. There can be errors on that because, you know, as your tyres wear down, that will change the circumference of your wheels. And quite often, I think they build speedos to possibly slightly underread, which is quite good because that way you get less speeding tickets. And especially because in old-fashioned speedos tended to, they weren't as accurate as modern ones. They weren't computerised, and they just tended to be less sensitive at high speed. So they've actually kind of fudged that back into modern computerized speedos, so because people expect them to be less sensitive at high speeds. The GPS is basically measuring your position repeatedly and measuring how far you move over a certain period of time, and then dividing that distance by the time it's averaged over, and then that will give you a speed. If you're stationary, the GPS will quite often give you a speed, so the GPS is not at all accurate at giving a speed when you're going very, very slowly, because the errors in position can be a few metres. And the accuracy of the speed will depend how long it's averaging over to get the speed. So if it's averaging for 10 minutes, the GPS is probably more accurate. If it's averaging for 2 seconds, the speedo will certainly be.
So I'll stick to my GPS if I'm going too fast. No, I'm just joking. Don't rely on that in court, basically. Right, well, on the subject of really good questions, it's time for our question of the week. Diana.
That's right.